AI music is currently in a state of absolute chaos, and it's changing the entire landscape of the music industry fast. We are seeing massive growth with platforms like Suno AI, just crossing 100 million users, which puts them ahead of what Spotify saw in its first decade. This immense popularity has attracted both dedicated creators and pure exploiters who are generating endless amounts of low-effort tracks, designed simply to game the algorithm. Because of this explosion, major streaming services are reacting strongly. On one hand, some platforms like Bandcamp have taken a hard line outright banning music that is fully AI-generated. On the other hand, others like Deezer are opting for detection technology, building systems just to identify and limit spammy AI uploads. Meanwhile, Spotify is taking arguably the most controversial approach. They aren't banning it at all. Instead, they are partnering with major record labels like Universal Music to explore licensed AI covers and remixes of existing artist songs. This means fans pay extra for the right to remix copyrighted material, effectively monetizing the chaos while controlling who participates. But this commercialization also opens up enormous possibilities and potential pitfalls. We could see one popular song instantly spawning thousands of fan-made variations, metal versions, Bollywood versions, sad piano covers, creating what some are calling remix slop. This rapid flux means upcoming artists might lose visibility to the sheer volume of AI content, forcing them into difficult positions simply to remain relevant. Legally, the battle is fierce. The big record labels Universal, Warner and Sony have been engaged in massive lawsuits against both Suno and YouTube over the core issue, whether training an AI model on copyrighted material constitutes fair use. A ruling here could single-handedly decide the future of every future AI music company. We've seen significant settlements already. For instance, Universal settled with Udio, creating a controlled environment called Starstruck. Within this system, fans can remix songs, but are doing so inside a walled garden that ultimately keeps ownership and revenue rights with the record labels. Similarly, Warner Music has settled with Suno in large multi-million dollar deals, forming licensing partnerships. However, not everyone is settling. Sony Music is still actively suing both platforms, and importantly, independent groups, like Global Musicians Unions, are now joining the fight. They argue that even if AI companies settle with labels, they haven't compensated the human songwriters or original recording artists who provided the underlying work. This shows the battle is no longer just about technology versus copyright. It's becoming a fundamental financial and labor dispute about who gets paid for art created in the digital age.